morning. I mentioned off the start of the show, it feels like we're in full Christmas mode this weekend. If you were out and about, I mean, the shops were packed. It seemed like there was tons of Christmas parties going on in the city. It's just that time of year. Even driving by and seeing Christmas trees through the picture window of the houses, I feel like in the last week, they've gone up exponentially throughout the province. So, yeah, Christmas is that close, not that far away. Sadly, we're getting a bit of a colder blast here in the next few days. More snow is on the way. Thanks to everyone who's been texting in. That southeast part of the province definitely had snow-covered highways. Visibility wasn't great this morning. Maybe getting a little bit better. I know the plows are out, so a good idea to check the highway hotline before you head out. Well, speaking of weather, I've said this before. Growing up, my grandpa would inevitably say, we could be harvesting. And he would say, supposed to be a cold winter this week, this winter. Oh, really? Yep. That's according to the old Farmer's Almanac. That's what's going to happen. The Farmer's Almanac was on our coffee table, was on the kitchen table. I can picture, and by the end of the year for the publication, the corners would all be tattered because it was red, literally cover to cover, the old Farmer's Almanac. So last month, I heard this news story that the Farmer's Almanac was shutting down. I'm like, how is this possible? They've been around for, you can measure them in centuries. Well, hang on a second. The old Farmer's Almanac, the one that I'm referring to, they aren't going anywhere. There was a second Farmer's Almanac. Now, if you think back to this fall, we had Tim Goodwin on our show. He's the senior editor for the old Farmer's Almanac, the one that is trusted and true, the one that's been here forever and still going strong. What's the difference between the two? What's the forecast for winter of 2026? Well, this is a great reason to check in with our friends at the Old Farmer's Almanac. We've got the editor-in-chief joining us today. Carol Kinnear is joining me by phone. Carol, thanks for taking the call.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks for having us on.
I had a mini heart attack. We can't live without the Old Farmer's Almanac. You're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. I know. I had so many friends and family say, you know, we're so sorry to hear this news, but... Yeah. In fact, we're alive and well.
I didn't even realize that there were two. The other publication, much smaller, I'm guessing?
Yes, it didn't have as wide of a distribution as ours ever, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were based in Maine. They had been, I think, originally in New Jersey. And they were part of a promotional products company. So it wasn't until the last few decades that they really did an editorial product. Like, we still do versions that, you know, if the mom and pop hardware want to have, you know, the just like the 48 or 68 page version and put their name on the back, you know, that's the kind of thing that they did for a long while.
Right.
And then they really, they were trying to compete with us for a long time.
So how many years, Carol, is it for the old Farmer's Almanac? 1700s, right?
Yes. 1792 was our first edition, which was for the year 1793. So that makes us 234 years old.
That is incredible.
Like, counting.
How does that even happen? What, like, if you were to put your thumb on what you think the secret to the success is for the Old Farmer's Almanac, being around that long, what would you say?
Well, I think really it's kind of almost like any business. It's always been the attention to quality. You know, what are we providing people? You know, our founder, Robert B. Thomas, said the ingredients are, it needs to be useful with a pleasant degree of humor, but also correct as much as possible. And so I think that's really what has made us stand apart, that and this idea of having both old and new, you know, always from the beginning, even though we're old, we've always provided new information. And you go back to the 17 and early 1800s, people were looking for new agricultural techniques. What's the latest? Trying to share information. You know, 90% of the people in North America were, you know, in the agricultural business in 1792. Not the case anymore. So why have we lasted? Again, I think it's that combination of tradition and bringing you newfangled ideas and information.
Mm-hmm. I often wonder how do you find that balance between what I'll call preserving the historical traditions of the old Farmer's Almanac, but adapting to more modern audiences and technologies. How do you find that balance?
Well, I think we are so lucky because really since the beginning, our readers have been talking to us, and they don't mince words when they tell us what they want and how they feel about our publication, which is truly a gift. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know, we are always, we don't use AI. You know, when we have questions come in, we have hundreds of questions come in a week over almanac.com or our own email and that sort of thing. Or gosh, I get phone calls and I get letters. And so this idea that we're really in conversation with our readers, I think is what has helped us adapt successfully. So it's not that we're saying, hey, this would be a great story idea. It's like, what are people asking? Where's their curiosity taking them? And of course, we sort of have a standard set of things that we talk about, things like, you know, the night sky and growing, and really just outdoors life, if you will. And so I think those commonalities across the centuries, but just again, you know, having our readers tell us this is working and this isn't,
right,
for instance.
Carol Kinnear is my guest editor-in-chief at the Old Farmer's Almanac. I mentioned off the start when I was doing my intro, my grandfather used to always refer to the almanac when he was talking. I mean, that's kind of the hallmark of the almanac is the weather, the long-range forecast. I know you're not going to tell us how you do it. That's a trade secret. But do you keep track of your accuracy, Carol?
Absolutely. And I will tell you a bit about how we do it. It's been the same since the beginning. We factor in the solar cycles of the sun. So, you know, lots of people have been seeing the aurora borealis further south than ever before, or of late. And so that's really those magnetic storms on the sun. And so our founder, Robert B. Thomas, was an astronomer, and he firmly believed that extra radiation coming at us from the sun did impact our weather cycles. And so it's really data, it's data-based. You know, it's fun down the hallway on the wall, I see some early infographics that are hand-drawn using the same data we do today.
Wow.
And so, yes, long-range weather has been with us from the beginning, and our formula really has remained the same, of course, modernized, and we use computers.
Yeah.
So that's a nice gift.
In terms of accuracy, do you keep track of how often you're right?
Yes. In fact, every issue we publish how accurate were we in the previous year. And so we had a really great year in Canada last year. Our precipitation forecasts for all the seven regions of Canada was 100%.
Wow.
We predict off of normal. And then for temperature, we were correct in six of the seven. So that was 85.7% accuracy. So every year we test ourselves. Of course, we just use representative cities because these, you know, the regions are so large. But we're getting, you know, our information takes us to the right places, I will say.
Carol Kinnear is my guest editor-in-chief of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Can you give us a bit of a sense of the winter ahead? We're getting a blast of cold here the last couple of days in Saskatchewan. Thoughts through the almanac of what we can expect?
Well, it sounds like we predicted that because when I'm reading the Southern Prairies forecast for the 2025-2026 winter, we're saying that it will be warmer than normal overall, and while above normal precipitation, below normal snowfall, probably because of that warmer, but not right now. We called for the earliest, the cold spells to be in early December and early February, and the snowiest times will be late November. I don't know if that came true, and then now, so right, the first half of December.
Well, we are expected to get a blast of snow here over the next couple of days, and some parts of the province did get the snow in November that would have been part of it as well. You know, I'm curious who your audience is, and has that changed? I grew up on the farm, and I'm going to guess most prairie farms had the Old Farmer's Almanac on the kitchen table or the coffee table. Is your audience still strongly based in rural audiences in both Canada and the States?
It is, primarily, though, you know, nowadays, especially with the pandemic, we saw such an upsurge in growing, no matter where people were. So, you know, I would say when we look at our numbers and our demographics, yes, people mostly live outside of the cities, but they're also really interested in, like, growing their own food, whether that's on a patio or, you know, having a proper vegetable garden out back,
right,
as well as farmers. You know, I think that there's information in our book about planting by the moon phases, which, you know, many farmers traditionally adhere to. It gives them a leg up, they think. So that information is definitely that farmers themselves use out of our book.
When I scroll through, I was on your website, not just getting ready for this interview, but back when we had Tim Goodwin on in the fall, there was everything on there from recipes to gardening tips to mosquito bite remedies. How do you decide what topics are going into it? Is it all based on feedback from your customers?
Well, some of it's our own curiosity, too. You know, we're just regular folks like everybody else who do a lot of gardening, typically, or we have people that are much more of a stargazer, you know, on staff. But I think it's you know, what's in the, yes, listening to our readers, but also our own hearts. You know, what is important to us. Also, we have this gift of going back 200 years, you know, or more. We can just see what was at the time of interest to people. What's relevant in that same way today? You know, I was looking back in the late 1700s. My daughter was asking me about it, and she said, "Mom, there's 4 pages on how to prepare a horse and wagon for a journey." And I said, "You know, it's kind of interesting. In the 2026 issue, we revamped several reference pages to be like how to prepare for an emergency, and one of them is about your car.
Right.
You know, how to prepare for a trip." So I think it's kind of this idea that we still all are concerned with some of the same things, we just do them a little differently.
Almanac.com is the website, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention your store before we close, because although we're getting tighter to Christmas now, man, your store is chocked full of cool things.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we've been really working hard on the store over the last couple of years to bring in amazing products. Again, you know, looking for that same quality that we put in our products. All our products are available there. Also on Amazon, you'll find all of our printed products for Canadians, you know, Amazon.ca. And yeah, it's you know, I think everybody has to diversify these days, including farmers and Old Farmer's Almanac to survive.
Well, Carol, I've appreciated having you on the program. I'm glad you're not going anywhere. You're a mainstay in many of our lives, so we need the Old Farmer's Almanac to be around. Thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We hope to be around for a lot longer, and we'd love to visit with you again.
Good stuff. Carol Conair, who is the editor-in-chief of the Old Farmer's Almanac. They are not going anywhere. I mentioned there was another organization called Farmer's Almanac. They have announced that they are going out of business. But these guys, the ones that you'll remember from your youth, are still here. And again, their website is almanac.com. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.